Hi everyone, and welcome to a new episode of the Cardano podcast. I'm Ryan Morrison, your host, and today I'll be talking about specifically about the winners of the Fund 3 in Project Catalyst. We'll talk also about the new challenges that are have been just released for Fund 5, and also remember that soon the voting will be open for Fund 4, and you can find our proposal for the Cardano podcast in Fund 4. If you want to know more about it, or you're watching this on YouTube, just go here to the, I'll leave a link in the description. If you're listening to this on any podcast platform, you can just go to cardano.ideascale.com and just search for Cardano podcast. Fine. Then let's begin with the winners. So during this week, we got the results for Fund 3. And as you can see here, if you're listening to this, I'll read it so you can know. As you know, Project Catalyst is divided by different challenges. So I'll go through the different challenges and I'll tell you within this challenges who won. So first we have the challenge to create dApps, the dApp creation challenge. In that category, we have Liquid, Cardano DeFi liquidity pools. If you want to know more specifically about that, I'll leave also the link to this document so you can go and read the complete proposal. So we have that one. We have ADATX to trigger IoT plus IO HW spins. Well, we have also then these guys of comprehensive NFT framework collab. You can also find the interview I did with the whole team. That was a lot of fun with all the members of the of this proposal. We went through the details, and then they told us about what it is about, and we talked about also about the concept of NFT that is now so in much in demand. So you can watch also that episode. Apart from that, we also have another winner, which is a digital asset inheritance. Another one is a decentralized accounting. We have also a food traceability solution for Africa, and dApp for business contracts, and the basket dApp. On the other category or challenge, which is to increase the developer ecosystem to grow it, we have Python module, Visual Studio smart contract plugin, Liquid again, and developer portal with a Cardano SDK. If you want to watch the interview I did with DC from Liquid, you can also check it in the channel or in the podcast wherever you are watching this or listening to this. And I won't go through all the lists because you can also I'll leave the link to the document, and it's much more interesting for you to go and then see the proposals that you like, if you voted for them or not. What I'll be doing also in the future is I'll be interviewing more teams, and specifically now about Fund 4, we have a set of interviews that we will be releasing in the coming weeks about proposals for specifically for Fund 4. So if you want to meet to, or if you have some, if you have looked for any proposal that is very interesting to you and you want to know more and you want to know the team behind the proposal, just let me know, and you can contact me directly on or leave a comment on YouTube, and then I'll be getting in touch with them to see if we can do a video before the Fund 4 ends. And now that we're talking about that, so then Fund 4, if I'm not wrong, ends at the end of April. So we still have the whole month. Somewhere in the second week of April, around the 14th of April, if I'm not wrong, then the voting will be open for Fund 4. So that said, let's move on now to the, and as I said, I'll link leave the link to this document that I was just reading to you, so you can see much more in detail there. Now, as we talked at the beginning, also Fan 5 is now open, but also bear in mind that it's open only for to share insights. What does that mean? It means that it's not open for proposals, but you can say, for example, I would like to see in the developer ecosystem a platform that connects all developers, for example. Or in dApps, I would like to see an escrow system or whatever, or a marketplace on top of Cardano, for example. So in this phase of Fund 5, it's just for you to share an insight. What would you like to see in Fund 5? Now, then the next stage for Fund 5 is to be open for actual proposals. And then I'll let you know when that happens. So you can also either put your own proposal or start looking at proposals that you find interesting and get in touch with them, or give them kudos or comments, or start giving them feedback. So that's it for this episode. It's a very short episode. I just wanted to keep you informed on what's happening when it comes to Project Catalyst and the different stages that we are at the moment. So now the voting has ended for Fund 3. The winners you are the ones that I told you, and the ones that I'll leave in that document for you, so you can go and learn everything about them. Fund 4 will open soon. I think in the next couple of weeks will open for voting. And at the end of April, we will have the winners of Fund 4. Fund 5 just open for you to share insights. And then the next stage of Fund 5 is to be open also for actual proposals. With that said, I think that's all for this episode. And as I said before, if you have an interesting... or if you have looked for an interesting proposal, an interesting team that you think I should be interviewing, just let me know. Just leave a comment on YouTube, or you can just leave a comment on Twitter as well, on the Cardano podcast on Twitter. All right. See you guys, and have a nice weekend. Cheers. Bye-bye.